We're continuing in Sefer HaMaseches, going through the different places now in the Chumash where Hafetz Chaim is picking unique aspects of Chesed, unique places where we have Chesed, and each one bringing out another aspect of the mitzvah. So now we're in Parshas Vayera, okay? So he writes, Parshas Vayera, Kula Malaya Mimidas HaChesed. The whole Parsha is full of Chesed, as we know. Keep it Pasuk Aleph. In the first Pasuk, Ma'iri Mi'inyin Bikra Cholim, where Avraham Avinu had his bris milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and that gave him a visit. So that's Bikra Cholim, learned from Hashem to Avraham. That's famous, we all know it. Ba'achar Kav Mi'inyin Achnasas Orchim. Afterwards, we have the mitzvah of the Achnasas Orchim, that when the Malachim came to visit him, and he, of course, left Hashem's presence. He left him, according to the Machlokas, he's going to bring it down. Hashem said, Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to go. Thank you for the visit, but I have a chesed to do with these people. He didn't know they were Malachim at the time. Begodel Zrizuso shall Avraham Avinu lozeh. And the incredible Zrizus, the industriousness that Avraham Avinu had, that he went to take care of them and run around and do it himself. This is all within the general category of Gmilus Chasadim, as we know in Baba Metzia, Lamed Amud Beis, and Shabbos, Kup Kav Zayin. The note over here says that the Gemara in Shabbos actually says that we know that Chesed is greater than Bikra Cholim. Why? No. Chesed is greater than a Kabbalah's Pei Hashchina. Because here HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him doing Hakmatzas Orchim, and he was now seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the vision, and he left. So it's greater to say goodbye to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, whatever, next time you have a Kabbalah Pei Hashchina, know that you shouldn't, that's more important to do Chesed. I don't know what the Nafkamina is for us, but fine. Now let's continue. In this parsha, still in Parshas Vayera, Ba'achar kach hodiya lanu akasu shechibas Hashem yisbarach la'Avram haya. What made Avram Avinu so beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Here's the secret. The pasuk says, Ba'avur asher yitzave es bana ve'es beiso achra lishmor derech Hashem. La'asos tzedakah u'mishpat. This is the pasuk. What made Hashem, Avram, so beloved, not the Akedas Yitzchak, none of those things. What was it? The thing that he was knew that Avram Avinu was going to command his children. Now, that I always thought the pshat, if this pasuk is, that Avram Avinu was Mr. Kiruv and he was Makara and his children and gave them a seminar to keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. That's the simple pshat, stucco mishpat, to do it, to live the Torah life. That's the way many Mefarshim explain. We're going to see the Chafetz Chaim is arguing with that pshat. We're going to see in a second.
This is based on pasuk?
Sure. This is Bereishis Yud Ches Yud Tes. Look up that pasuk. You'll see. This is why Hashem loved Avram. That's a Mefarsh pasuk. That he will command the generations after him to go in the Derech Hashem, Tzedakah u'Mishpat. So now we all know it's because of his worrying about the future. Right? The future generations, that we understand. He's going to, Chafetz Chaim explains what was the thing that he commanded his children to do after he's dead, to keep going. Now let's look at the note downstairs. He tries to darshan this pasuk, and it makes sense what he's going to say, the Chafetz Chaim, obviously, but that he's my askama. Says the note, V'lech ora im mishpat ein tzedakah. V'im tzedakah ein mishpat. So he starts off asking an annoying kasha. What is tzedakah u mishpat? How do you command your kids to do tzedakah and at the same time to command you to do mishpat? If you do one, you have one, you can't do the other. Mishpat is din in his habamina of his kasha. And tzedakah is being chesed, doing this Mr. Love and Peace. So how do you command your children to do both? Ela ha-kavana, says the Chafetz Chaim. The call Adam Yesh Lo Shnei Inyanim. Every person has two parts to him, two Inyanim. Echad Shehu Lo Yiga B'Nichsei Chavero U'Bechvodo. One is that you are not allowed to touch the property of your friend or his kavod. His property and his kavod is him. Ve'echad Shechavero Lo Yiga B'Nichsei U'Bechvodo. The second point is, yeah, I don't want you touching my nechasim or my kavod. Don't hurt me. V'hine, haderech hatova she'Hashem Yisborach rotze bo. The good, what is the pshat in the pasuk, haderech hatova? That's, he's going into the pasuk now. Haderech means like this. Leading in liga b'nichse chavero, when it comes to your friend's property and touching it, using it, Sarik Leilech Bederech HaMishpat. You have to go with Din, Mishpat. Shelo Lingo Bo Afilu Be'efes Katzehu. Don't touch your friend's stuff at all. Stuff, I'm saying. I'm sounding like the American Israelis now. Stuff. Things. Items. Property. Okay? You know the American Israelis. Where are they? Stuff. When it comes to your friend's stuff, you have to know the seriousness of the Iser Gezel. Shekola gozel eschaveru shaveprutah. If you steal from him a shekel, shaveprutah, ki il notel et nafsho. It's if you killed him. You stole from him, you killed him. It's shocking. Kamo shamu chazal, bo bakama kufyutet. V'chein. So too, shelo lo lingo bechvodo. Don't damage his kavod, his respect. Al yidei eize ofen shehu, by any way. Ki imu ma'ane also bidvarim, if you yell at the guy, do onos dvarim, over belav lo tono ish es amiso, you're transgressing, oppressing your friend, any hurtful speech. Ve imu mevaisho, if you humiliate him, embarrass him, over below tase, lotisa alav chet, you turn him white, whatever that means. Ve'imu medaber alav divrei gnus, shelo befana, if you speak negatively about him when he's not around, so you're not hurting his feelings directly, you're over b'yisra rechila, sublashen hara. So you can, that is mishpat. That's the part shot in the words mishpat. Protecting your friend's honor and his money, you have to be Mr. Din. Okay? And if you do it to his face, speak negatively about him, you've got chutzpah. This interesting word that doesn't found in the Chafetz Chaim, the book. You didn't write the word chutzpah, right? Velishna Bisha Lashon Hara. Klal Hadvarim. Maybe he does. Rabbi Dreilich, you're going to have to look up in the Chafetz Chaim and see if he ever uses the word chutzpah in that book. I don't think he ever did. Is he here? He's not even here. Fine. Klal Hadvarim. Here's the general rule. Yesh li zaher shalom lingo bechavero afilu kamalo nima. You cannot touch your friend, even a hair's breadth. Nothing. Don't bother him. Nothing. Din. Bein bichvodo bein minachasa. Bezed derech mishpat. This is what mishpat means. So in other words, mishpat does not mean all of the laws of the Torah. Nothing. Nothing to do with it at all. That has to do with how you treat your friend, right? And Rabbi Beller just said to me, because I said I always thought that Avraham Avinu's greatness was that he commanded his children to do all of the mishpatim in the Torah, because he knew it all, right? And all of the tzedakah of the Torah. Now the Chafetz Chaim is not learning that way at all. No, there was no Torah back then, really. He knew it, Avraham Avinu, but there was no Torah. There was no Mishpatim. So he's teaching him a general rule of all chesed now. This is all about treating your friend properly. It's all Bein Adam L'Chavero laws is what he's talking about. It is the thing that Avraham Avinu instructed his children. So number one, when it talked about Mishpat, it talked about treating them with incredible strictness and how you relate to him. The opposite is also true. Oh, bichvodo. if your friend touches your property or your honor, if you want to be a straight and good guy, what do? Suck up. Now it's time to activate the suck up part of you. Now it's time to be Mr. Generous, Mr. Charitable. Do not stand on your rights. What was the reason that Yerushalayim got destroyed is because everybody wanted to be according to the din. No tzedaka, just din. Treat me according to the law, letter of the law. Gam amru chazal Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin. Kol ha-mavir al midos av mavir lo al kol pshav. You forgive others. Good thing to be doing now during Elul. Let go of any anger you have at your roommate or this or your friends, family. Let it go, because that will energize you to get a good din from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeo shetziva Avraham Avinu espano. This is what Avraham Avinu taught his children to do in the next generation. Shinisnagu ba'ofen ze legabe acherim. To treat other people in this fashion. V'heim es acherim lo yigu klal. But when it comes to other people's stuff, don't touch them. Don't hurt them in any way. Chas v'shalom. And they have to go in derech hamishpat regarding everyone else's stuff. Okay? That is a chiddush. That's not the simple pshat, but the truth is, I think maybe it is, because that's what Avraham taught them. He didn't teach them Erev Tavshilin, he didn't teach them any of those things, l'chor, according to this pshat. All he taught them was this central position. When it comes to me, I'm tough on myself. Right? When it comes to them, I'm giving. That's the Yisod, or Yisod Salanter brings it all the time in his Musar Shmuzes. This is the healthy way, but of course, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the human brain the opposite, as we've said 100 times already. When it comes to the normal way that Hashem made humans to behave, don't touch my stuff, don't touch my things, don't hurt my feelings. I'm a very sensitive person, but I'm not sensitive to you. I want to borrow your stuff. I want to use your stuff. I don't care about your difficulties and quirks. They bother me, and that's it. Get out. Leave me alone. Don't touch me, okay? That's the way we're made. And the whole Torah is just trying to teach us to break out of the human condition. That is the human condition, and become godly. Like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's it. This is not a game. Everybody knows a little kid wants to get the candy and not give it to anybody else. That's it. He wants to give it and keep it. Doesn't want to give it away. Period. That's us. We get more polished. We get more refined. We don't get so obvious about our desires to keep things and not give anything away. But that's the mice of the way the brain is built. The only way to change that is to catapult to halachta midracha, walking in Hashem's ways. That's it. So everybody who gets annoyed all the time about his chavrusa, his friend, his neighbor, his this, that, the other thing, that's the way you were programmed as a behema. Are you going to change and start worrying about you, how you impact everybody else? That's the sign of someone who is following Avraham Avinu's instructions. Let's now continue to Parshas, one second. No, we're going weiter again. Oh boy, this is going to be unfortunate. Let's do it. We'll do it quickly in the last few minutes, so I don't have to say too much here. V'gam b'mashir b'kesh Abraham lifnei Hashem yisbarach al stone. He jumps right in there. That Avraham Avinu davened for stone. Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach al stone, she yisav onam, to forgive them for their averas. Velo yichale osam, and he won't destroy them. Begging Hashem, v'hir b'v'hifzir b'inyan zeh, and he kept pushing and pushing in this matter, pushing Hashem to forgive these rishai. Lamadnu eich shetzarech adam leheitiv l'bnei adam, k'kol mash yuchal. You have to think about how to do good for people in any way you can. And then we're talking about davening. The davening was a chesed for these people. Davening is not all in the category of milus hasadim now. Ainu afli spalel alem latzilam mitzarasam, to save them from their pain. And then he quotes here the Abus Derinasam, that it's mamish in the category of milus hasadim when you, in your tefillah, daven for another guy who's suffering. Mamish, right here. Everybody's heard what I've said over here. You can look at Stone. Stone was the exact opposite of Avram Avinu. They were miserable people, stood for everything that Avram Avinu stood for, they were the opposite. He was one God, do love, chesed, kindness. They were the exact opposite extreme. Like Donald Trump, La'avdil, versus the more far left-wing guy in America. Whatever one you want, the one that's blowing up the police over there. And he, Trump, is davening for the other guys, and he's davening for, who would do that? There's no way. And that's, by the way, we can't fall into that. We cannot fall into that trap. I've said this many times with respect to the Arabs, with respect to everything. If you are politically inclined, and I hope you're not, you never want to see, oh, they killed 10 more of them, killed 5 of us, 5 of them, 10 of them. It's disgusting. It's bichlal not Jewish. That's bichlal not a Jewish trait, even for the biggest enemy of Avram Avinu. The biggest enemy, he's sitting there, don't kill them, please. His arch enemy. He went and fought them, hated Stone, wouldn't take a shoelace from the guy. I don't know if he had any shoelaces, but he said, I don't want any money from you, even a shoelace. He won't touch the guy, hates him. But still, he's not looking on the news to see how many of them are blown up today. How many are dead? Adarabba. Oh, we got a few more. Good. No. No. Chas v'shalom. And it's Ziv writes, you've heard me say this also in the introduction to the Chumash, his psicha. And he says that's what made the Avos different, the way they lived with the Goyim, how they related to the Goyim. They didn't relate to them as things that needed to die. Nobody cared about them. They were different. That's why they were the Yesharim, says the Netziv in his Akadama. Take a look in this Chumash. Take a look. That's what he writes. This is a big one. Not to get into the nationalist mode of people saying, like, for the British people, I like Liverpool, you like Manchester, I don't know, whatever these soccer teams are. Okay, I hate them and you hate him. It doesn't matter about the flag and the thing. It's nonsense. It's much nonsense to make our Torah and our Judaism based on all of these basic, stupid ideas and ignore Avram Avinu right now when you see all of the people that, oh, those Swalaniim, those Yemeniim, leftists, rightists, this, that. And I want to kill them, let them get corona and die. Look who talks like that. That's a Jew. No, it's not. That's definitely not Jewish. Definitely not. It's definitely not what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants from us. And I'm saying it, if it's Stone, you tell me about people that a Kaddish Baruch Hu sent the atomic bomb to blow them all up. They were so bad. And Avram is not letting them die. Doesn't want them to. Begging Hashem, don't do it. So, but the left people, that people, we want to blow them up nice. Blow them up nice and good. What is that? It's disgusting. It's so not Torah. It's so not Torah. I've said this a million times. I have to say this at my table. They yell at me, my little kids, all the time when I talk like this. Oh, you're a Smolani. Here's my Smolani right here. Avram Avinu. Here's my leftist who's loving people, even though I hate them. I don't want them to die. I hate them, b'tachlis asina, says the Netziv. He hated them with the essence of all hatred and never wanted them to die. And was chutzpah dikto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pushing him, hiftzir bo. Don't kill them. That's what we have to be. Never falling into the trap of the people that we don't agree with, or we hate, who are anti-Torah. Hey, we want them dead? Come on. We'll stop here. I've said my leftist speech for the day.